40 Verses on Reality, Sri Ramana Maharishi explains. The compositions of Sri Ramana Maharishi describe the direct means to attain the ultimate spiritual experience and provide a clear, precise description of that pinnacle of all spiritual pursuits, the permanent abidance in the One Eternal Self. For a serious sadhaka, his verses and translations offer a direct, unambiguous instructions with indisputable descriptions of the ultimate state of realization. For those inclined to in-depth study, some commentaries on his writings were published during his lifetime, and these were followed by numerous expositions after his Mahanirvana. Nevertheless, we should remember and value what the Master himself has said about his own compositions. These explanations were sometimes recorded and can be found, like the following, in various ashram publications. Certainly, a more profound commentary on his teachings and the ultimate truth that he taught was observed in his everyday life. His every act was a commentary, a living demonstration. By simply studying his life, we naturally will have a deeper understanding of what he taught and the grace he vouchsafes to those who dedicate their lives to the practice of his teachings. Also, by a diligent study of his recorded conversations, we can see that the essence of what he usually discussed and explained to seekers can be traced back to one or more of his original compositions or translations. He left no argument or misunderstanding unanswered. He allowed no reasonable excuse for any seeker to divert his or her attention from the ultimate goal and the effort required for its attainment. A sincere seeker can never be satisfied with the mere understanding of a spiritual concept unless and until that concept serves to evoke a more deep and direct experience of the truth. The following excerpt is from Talks with Sri Ramana Maharishi. The English text of the verse that Bhagavan explains has been added. Talk number 567, Sri Bhagavan explained to Mr. McKeever over a period of 3 days the first few stanzas of Sad Vidya as follows. Invocation. Without the reality existing, can there be a knowledge of existence? Free from all thoughts, that reality abides in the heart, the source of all thoughts. It is therefore called the heart. How then to contemplate it? To be as it is in the heart is its contemplation. The first stanza is the auspicious beginning. Why should the subject matter of the piece be brought in here? Can knowledge be other than being? Being is the core, the heart. How then is the Supreme Being to be contemplated and glorified? Only to remain as the pure Self is the auspicious beginning. This speaks of attributeless Brahman according to the Jnana Marga method of knowledge. Those for whom there is the intense fear of death seek only the feet of the Lord as their refuge, who has neither death nor birth. Dead to themselves and their possessions, can the thought of death occur to them again? Deathless are they. The second stanza is in praise of God with attributes. In the foregoing, to be as oneself is mentioned. In the present one, surrender to the Lord of all. Furthermore, the second indicates 1. The fit reader, 2. The subject matter, 3. The relationship, and 4. The fruit. The fit reader is the one who is competent for it. Competence consists in non-attachment to the world and desire to be liberated. All know that they must die sometime or other, but they do not think deeply of the matter. All have a fear of death. Such fear is momentary. Why fear death? Because of the I am the body idea. All are fully aware of the death of the body and its cremation. That the body is last in death is well known. Owing to the I am the body notion, death is feared as being the loss of oneself. Birth and death pertain to the body only, but they are superimposed on the self, giving rise to the delusion that birth and death relate to the self. In the effort to overcome birth and death, man looks up to the Supreme Being to save him. Thus are born faith and devotion to the Lord. How to worship Him? The creature is powerless and the Creator is all-powerful. How to approach Him? To entrust oneself to His care is the only thing left for Him. Total surrender is the only way. Therefore, He surrenders Himself to God. Surrender consists in giving up oneself and one's possessions to the Lord of mercy. Then, what is left over for the man? Nothing, neither himself nor his possessions. The body, liable to be born and to die, having been made over to the Lord, the man need no longer worry about it. Then, birth and death cannot strike terror. The cause of fear was the body. It is no longer his. Why should he have fear now? Or where is the identity of the individual to be frightened? Thus, the self is realized and bliss results. This is then the subject matter, freedom from misery and gain of happiness. This is the highest good to be gained. Surrender is synonymous with bliss itself. This is the relationship. Fruit is to reflect on the subject matter and gain knowledge which is ever present, here and now. This stanza ends with the immortal ones. Text 1. Because we perceive the world, acceptance of your unique first principle possessing diverse powers would surely be admitted by all. Pictures of name and form, the seer, the supporting screen, and the revealing light, all these are verily He. The five senses mean the subtle functions, tanmatras, namely hearing, touch, seeing, taste, and smell. Variations of these form the whole universe. They vary according to the three gunas as follows. By tamas, dullness, the gross elements. By rajas, activity, the instruments for knowing objects. By sattva, clearness, the different kinds of knowledge of the senses. Also, by tamas, the gross objects, that is the world. By rajas, the vital airs and the karmendriyas. By sattva, the sense organs of perception, jnanendriyas. Karmendriyas are organs of holding, walking, speech, evacuation and reproduction. Now, consider the ringing of the bell. The sound is related to hearing. The bell is the object, the modification of tamoguna. the rajasic tanmatras changing as the vibrations of sound extend round the bell. Then, as either get connected with the ear in order to be felt as sound, the knowledge recognizing it as sound is the sattva tanmatra.